Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project. How is everybody doing today? Just getting wrapped up here. Hope everything is well. That's one. We had a good class yesterday. I hope everybody enjoyed the class. All righty, hold on. I'm wrapping some things up today. Hold on a minute. Let me see who I can get to help me right now. Brother Uriah, are you there? Can you hear me? If you can, please push one. I need a little help real quick. Getting things situated and finally. Shalom, Brother Uriah. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
I'm actually just walking in the house. Just turned you on, actually.
Did you for real?
Yeah, I was just coming from the store, so I ran to the house, try to be on time.
I know this. I appreciate it. We're just getting started with everything. I just needed somebody to help me out real quick so we could get things going and touch base and see how you were doing today on this first day of the week, and all things are wonderful. All praises be to the Most High Yah. Glad to be alive. So what did you think about the class yesterday?
Yeah, it was a lot of interesting information. Certainly was. I said, wow, so the virus got tentacles now. I couldn't believe that.
Oh.
I could not believe it. I said, wow.
My. What else can happen? I mean, I can't say that because, you know, you turn around and say what else can happen. Anything can happen at this point.
Yeah.
You know, the more you think you know, the less you know.
Nothing should be surprising at this point. Nothing.
No more. Incredible. You know, the things that we thought we knew, and a lot of the stuff we already knew, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff we already knew.
And they put none of this on mainstream media, and you got to kind of dig for the information.
Oh, no. And firing people that put the information out there because they don't want the public to know.
Mm-hmm.
Some incredible stuff, honey. This is a lot of stuff going on. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we're going to open up the floor. Anybody else who was on the call yesterday that would actually heard the videos and stuff, you know, because this is a whole new audience that we're talking to now. You know, and this is an audience that, you know, doesn't know the things that we talked about yesterday. Push one and let me know what you think about that. I mean, because it was a lot of, I know I've sent it out to everybody that I know. I'm still emailing it to people. Incredible. This is some incredible stuff right here, boy, I'm telling you. You know? Just to be able to say it is just a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on. I'm telling you, I think everybody was pretty much in shock because it's really hard to believe, to be honest with you. It's hard to believe. Ooh.
Yeah, so now it makes you wonder, so when they put that vaccine in you, what is those tentacles doing inside of your body?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like I said, some sci-fi stuff. Let me make sure my front door is locked. Hold on. Hold on a minute, y'all. I'll be right back. Give me a minute. All praises to the Most High God. Woo! I was just doing too much. Man. Oh, man. Yes, indeed. What a day it is, you know, because you just don't never know. I never thought I'd live to see the day when we have experienced and learned the things that we have learned. It's incredible.
Like you said, some diabolical stuff.
It is. It is. You know, it's science. Well, we know who rules this world at the moment. So, you know, the people that are working to create these things and these nanoparticles and viruses that invade and viruses that grow tentacles and all this kind of stuff, colds to be put in the body, these people don't reverence the Creator. They probably don't even believe that there is a Creator. So when you run up against stuff like this, it's shocking, but at the same time, it's not surprising. Because, you know, my son said something to me the other day. He texted me, and he was like, you know, I am so glad that you raised us with the spiritual background that we have. He's like, because these people out here is crazy. And when you run up against people who have no reverence for Yah, they have no boundaries, they have nothing, anything and everything goes. It goes. Anything and everything goes. It just does. You know, and when you see that, you learn to appreciate the fact that you know the Most High Yah. You learn to appreciate that. Because it is not, it's some serious stuff going on right now. I mean, seriously. You know, for them to even come up with some stuff like that. And to even design something, not yet. You know, it is really crucial. That's all I can say. You know.
And like you said yesterday, they created a man-made virus for a man-made vaccine. I just thought that was so deep. It's all a plan and a plot. There's a bigger agenda going on there.
Yes, you better believe it. It's something. I'm telling you, it's something to see. It is something. Excuse me. Now I haven't coughed all day. Not all day. So, I mean, you know, it's a situation now where, you know, you have to do the best you can, and you have to do the best you can. That's all I can say. Because all you have is y'all at this point. When they start doing this kind of stuff, the game has definitely changed. It's changed. You can't take it lightly. You have to understand that these people are playing for keeps. When they do this kind of stuff and they let you know that if you don't do what they say, you're going to lose your job, they playing for keeps. And they don't care whether you lose it or not. They could care less whether you lose it or not, for real. That's scary stuff. Boy, I'm telling you, that's some scary stuff. People who have worked for 30 years and 40 years doing stuff. Crucial. Hold on. Area code 347. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom. I was on the Sabbath school yesterday, and yeah, this stuff is so mind-blowing. But it kind of like reminded me of years ago. Do you remember they had this thing out called Morgellons, and they had people thinking that they were crazy who were showing these symptoms where they had these fibers that would co- come out from their skin and were crawling under their skin. Does anyone remember that?
I don't.
And they claimed that it was from the chemtrailing.
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
No.
Wow, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, they used, people would claim that they had all this, like, fibers that were growing out of their skin, and the scientists that they tried to debunk were claiming that it was coming from the chemtrailing.
Wow. That is something. Well, here we go. That is something. Now, you just never, I mean, it's possible, you know, whatever the chemtrails was supposed to do, they probably didn't do, and they're trying, man, this is crucial. Isn't that something? This is something, man, I'm telling you. It's just so diabolical. It's just so diabolical. It really is. It's just so diabolical that people would even think of something like this. You know, I didn't even hear about that. I had never heard anything about that, you know, but crucial. Crucial. I don't know.
So it seems like the things you watch in the sci-fi movies actually does happen.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, clearly. Clearly. But like I said yesterday, anytime they force something like they're doing now, it's more to it than what they're telling. Because it's almost, you know, you either do it or else. And they owe somebody something. Or they promised somebody something in order to get this thing done, and they are pushing it to the hilt. And I knew it was something wrong when the Israelites start telling everybody they need to be vaccinated. They ain't paid us no attention the whole time we've been around. Anything we do, they act like we don't exist. And then all of a sudden, the Israelite camps is out here promoting the shot. I knew it was some salt in the game then. I'm like, no, they up to something. Something is going on. And like we said yesterday, in order for this to take place for you to release 1,500 people at a time, dismiss them, either one or two things. Either you have a labor force ready to replace them, or something else seriously and sinister is going on. What company do you know that can function and release 1,500 people at a time? Like the girl said yesterday in Canada, if you don't get the shot in Canada and you're a physician, they strip you of your license. So you've been going to school all these years, and you've been a practicing physician all these years, and because you don't get the shot, they take your license away? Well, you can't practice no more? No, something else is up. It's just something else up. I'm sorry. I really do. I'm so sorry. You know, yeah, I really do. I am so sorry. Now, they just, that is crazy. That makes no sense. None at all whatsoever. Makes no sense. It's just the way that they went about it, absolute. Like, okay, whether you like it or not, this is what it is. And if you want to continue to eat, and if you want to continue to survive, and if you want to continue to live, you're going to do what we tell you to do, or else you're going to be out on the street. Do you know how many homeless people is going to be on the street if they can't do something about this right now? You know? Crazy. People. Regular people. Human beings. Human beings. The same workforce that helped you build your company, now all of a sudden they have become the monsters because they refuse to get the shot. I'm telling y'all, I told you what I think it was yesterday. I told you exactly what I think it was yesterday. I really do. Told you what I think it was. I don't care what nobody say. I told you what I think it is. I told you what I think is going on, and it is what it is. Hold on, let me get this mic open. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I had a couple of things. It's a lady called Sister Karen. She got like about 100 and some videos on this stuff right here. And I was listening to it, and she was talking about how the same way that a human is born, take 9 months. And the guy yesterday was talking to me how those are eggs that, you know, that being put in people, and they take the vaccine. And so when you look at the speed in which they're trying to do this, they have a certain amount of time before all this stuff come out. Another thing I was looking into was, if you go back to Alien and the Predator, you know how they had the way those predators had those little, like, eggs, and then when humans walk up to it, it would open up, and that this thing would come out, like a lobster or something. You ever seen the Alien?
Yeah.
Okay, what it does is cover your face, right? It put a seed down in you, then it dies, and also the trick is that person dies.
Right, and the host take over.
Right, so they're going to bury these people, but they got eggs in them. So
that
the time period,
the speed
of the reason why they're trying to get things, because it's a time period when these things are going to start manifesting themselves.
That's crucial.
Yeah.
I mean, Brother Leonard, do you know how crazy you sound? I mean,
I've been gave that up a long time ago. we got another video called, and the guy said yesterday, the reason why I'm talking is, connecting dots from yesterday, the guy said that it darkens baby's eyes, right?
Yep, sure did.
Where they having black-eyed babies being born. And it's tied to the women that took the vaccine. The name of the video is Born Black Eyed Baby.
Lord, and
another thing you said was that, you know, that the thing that he's saying, the bean, whatever it is in the vial. He said that if every other one got one in, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's one in every other vial. It's like one in there. So when you look at that, they keep on telling us, the lie they tell us is that you got, you know, that the Neanderthal, is, you know, they gave us the option says a Neanderthal. But a Neanderthal is a Nephilim. That's what the Neanderthal are. They are Nephilim. They came from when the angels in Genesis 6, when the angels slept with the woman, right? So when you look at what the Most High doing in Isaiah 44, verses 1 through 5, when he pouring his spirit out on, he says, on thy seed. I'm going to pour my spirit out on thy seed, and then he's going to start waking up one by one. Well, they're doing the same thing. So when you start looking at this vaccine, what they're using, it's, they searching for that negative, RN negative people. It's not affecting everybody. It's only for searching for certain people that trace, that lives can be traced back to those methods.
I believe that. I'm sorry, but I truly believe that. I really do. I really do believe. I believe that. I do. I really do. And he's right. They said it's called a black fungus that infects the children that their parents, hold on, so I don't want to lie. This says COVID-19 news. Eyes of three children infected with black fungus removed in Mumbabwe. I guess that's how you pronounce that. It's some sort of black fungus that causes their eyes to turn black. Man, that's off the chain. This is some Let me say this before you say something else, Brother Leonard. I don't care who listened to me under the sound of my voice. I don't care whether you GOCC, IC, IU, whatever your name is, the Church of Israel and Israel Now and all the other camps. If this is not enough for us to come together and to really cry out before the Lord, I don't know what it's going to take. And I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and act like you don't know. So what we're going to do is everybody that's on this call that is related to another camp, you need to email me so I can send you this video so you can send this to your camp members. Because it's really time out for all the dumb stuff. It's time out for it. It is time out for it. They have stepped the game up and took it to a whole nother level. If this ain't enough, I don't know what it's going to take. I really don't. I really don't know what it's going to take. Everybody ought to be praying from the left-wing groups and the right-wing groups and all the other groups. And everybody need to be praying. For real, because this has done went to a whole nother level. It's time out for the We Israel. We know We Israel Now. We know that. We got that part. They done set this up to a whole nother level. And I know some of you all wasn't even on the call yesterday, but you need to be. You need to get this video. Because they told us in the video, send it out. Send it out to everybody that you know. Make sure you send this video out. And it's good to prepare, and it's good to store up, and it's good to have all that stuff. But our prayer is to get out of here. But you know what? Like I said, it's worldwide, but the Most High said he had a place of safety set up for Israel. He said that. And now we're making sense. It's starting to make sense now because we need a place of safety set up for us. All these old diabolical folks, all these old diabolical people. It's just wickedness. We took this to a home. This has gone to a home. Anytime this man talking about alien movie, and it's something similar to an alien movie, we done went to a whole nother level. No matter how crazy y'all may think we sound, no matter how much us conspiracy theorists you think it is, there is too much proof out here from normal, sane people, doctors and scientists and all kind of people that they trying to shut up to let you know what time this is, what this is all about. And this, and all that time out for all that. Because one of my family members was like, well, the internet ain't real either. I said, well, you keep believing the TV and see what happened then. You keep believing the TV because it's too many. Anytime you got the president of Moderna telling you that mRNA is a code and it's not a virus, it's a code they shooting in you, you don't have nothing, and there's nothing else to say. Nothing else. A cold. And now they finding a creature in there, a little bitty. Man, that is off the chain. Off the chain. And like I said, I don't care what group you belong to. It don't make me no difference. We're not trying to compete. We're not trying to be the first one with the news, and I'm sure some other people done seen it, but if you don't have it and your leaders don't know nothing about it, you need to get it to them immediately. And if they ain't talking right, you need to come out from under them, for real. And for all of you Israelites that was talking to getting the shot, we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you, for real. We are. We're going to pray for you. Because this ain't no joke right here. This is serious business. know, you just nod. And it's producing black-eyed babies. Whew. It says new research demonstrates that, what is it called, derivometers are tiny synthetic particles can avoid detection by our immune system. So they got nanoparticles that they're shooting in these with this vaccine that can be, that our immune system won't even pick up. And these things can grow tentacles. Man, that is off the chain. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. It's just too much. I don't even know what to say. I really don't know what to say. Like I said, this is a whole new platform right here. This is a whole new platform that a lot of us are, you know, a lot of people don't be on the class. They listen to this. And this is something that really needs to be put out there. It really does. It takes it to this changes everybody's reality. This, I know it doesn't change mine. All it did, it confirmed for me what I thought was true. That's what it did for me. It confirmed for me what I thought was true. You know, it really did. It's a lot. That's a lot going on. I mean, that's a lot going on right there. It's a lot going on. It really is. Go ahead, Brother Lyndon. I don't know what else you was going to say, but if you got something else to say.
That was the name of the video. Was Born with Black Eyes. Yeah, they got that, like I was saying, that RNA, that RNA, R-negative, the DNA is what they say. That's what I tell you. Everybody don't have it.
I'm so glad I don't. Man, I told y'all what this was, man, a long time ago. Now, this is just too, it's too obvious. It's just really too obvious.
Another thing about that too was they're saying that, I mean, they've been showing us forever, but, you know, nobody was able to connect the dots. Was they show us these, you know, underground laboratories with these, you know, America and other world leaders, what you see up to them. People that people have seen these reptilians 10 feet, 12 feet tall. That all adds to this too because of what we're dealing with.
Hold on, wait. You got to slow down. You breaking up. What did you say is 10 or 12 feet tall?
They got 10, 12 foot tall reptiles that, you know, they've been working with you forever. Down in these subterranean.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I believe.
They showing you that. I mean, they've been dealing with them forever and a day. That's where this stuff coming from.
I believe that.
Just so happened a reptile showed up in the garden.
Yeah, I believe that too. That's what the scriptures say. That's what it say. So, I mean, I do believe that. We on point with that one. I do believe that one. You know, I do. And they've been showing you that in movies. And I was watching another program on YouTube dealing with that, and the guy was saying that, you know, the man who made the movie Eyes Wide Shut, that they told him not to put certain things in the movie, and they ended up killing him, or he ended up mysteriously dying either before the movie came out or someone. So this and that stuff is not, you know, that's the kind of stuff that Hollywood don't talk about. That's the kind of stuff that the music industry don't talk about. They don't talk about those things. You know, they don't.
Right.
They don't talk about things because the average person wouldn't be able to handle something like that.
Right.
No. So, you know, it's just, that's just, you know, so this is too much going on. Woo, that's just a whole lot going on. That is a lot. We need y'all. We really do. I know there's nothing else that can be said, you know, other than we need the Most High Yah. We really do. We need him right now. Because they playing for keeps.
Right.
I mean, the one guy, what was his name? Oh, my gosh, what was his name? Let me look him up right now. Remember that he was given some information about those down under those grounds and stuff, and he had came in contact with one and they burnt his fingers off. Remember, right.
I know you're talking about.
I can't think of his name right now, but he mysteriously came up dead too. And he told everybody they was gonna kill him because he was giving information that he wasn't supposed to, you know, and that there is underground lab and they do certain things. And you know, I was watching today where, you know, they just found a young man that came up missing. All his organs is gone, his eyes is gone, his heart gone, his brain is gone, and it's like, who does this kind of stuff?
Right. Ain't you?
His name is Phil somebody. What was his name? Phil. Let me see. His name is Phil Snyder. That was his name, Phil. And his last name is spelled S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. And he talked about underground bases, you know, and all kind of stuff going on under there. And he told him, he said, I'm not supposed to tell you this stuff. He was like, because I know I'm probably going to end up dead. And he did. He did.
And that Project Paperclip, that's all that was. So trying to get Hitler was dealing with, he was dealing with those reptilians.
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's just all of it is a lot. It's just, I don't know. Hold on. Let me get this, Michael. Area code 540, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes. I don't know if anyone remember 4 or 5 years ago, there was the stories out about these black-eyed children.
Yep.
They would come to your door and knock. They won't come. They'll ask you if they could come in. They won't enter without your permission. Once they come in and you lay eyes on them, you end up dying or going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was out warning people, when you look out your door and you see these children with these black eyes, do not acknowledge them. Don't go to your door. Don't open your door. That was going on. Now, sometimes I'm coming through the phone, and about 2 weeks ago maybe, I came across this scientist and a doctor that said that he's not going to take the shot, and if he should change his mind, it won't be until after 2023. So the reporter said, well, why that long? He said, because by then, all that's going to come out of who and who is going to turn to what should be visible. So I'm sitting up here saying, this is really, really something else. I mean, there have been information that people have been putting out there. I don't know if anybody ever heard of Issachar. He's also on... can't think of the other channel that you got to sign up on, Odyssey. But I saw him, I was tired and stayed up one night because I was interested in what was going on. And about 3 a.m., the program came on, and that's when I learned about those tentacles. And when I was looking at the program, I said, why they got these pieces of Q-tip, you know, like that apart? And the lady was explaining, they look like, you know, the little tips on the Q-tips when you pull it off of the Q-tip thing, and then you kind of pull out a piece of the cotton that's hanging, you know, a piece is hanging, and then you got the cotton part, the top part. And she had two of them. And I'm like, well, what is this about? But anyway, she had them apart, and then she still kept them apart, and she put them like maybe an inch or inch and a half apart. And those things that I thought was a Q-tip started to move towards each other. And they moved and moved and moved till they got close, and then she pulled them apart again. At a certain distance, they didn't do anything. And then when you put them a little bit closer, not very close, they move and they come together. She says, this is part of what these people who are thinking they've taken the test is getting, because it goes through the brain barrier. So it's not that we have not been warned. And then about maybe 8 years, 8 years ago, you know, you had the naturopathic doctors, a lot of them were turning up dead. The ones that were helping people, they all turned up dead. My last count, when I look, it was like 250-something, and I heard it's a lot higher because other people that were checking. So, you know, the problem is we need to reach the point of desperation where we literally cry out to Yah. And we're at the desperation point. So if we don't start doing that together, crying out to him, I mean, really, without ceasing. Keep the course going 24/7. And he will hear and he will answer. Reach the point, we're not, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. This is, they done, like I said, they done stepped the game up. The game has gone to a whole nother level. It's a whole nother level. And you know what? We be on these calls week after week. And this is, like the lady said yesterday, it's time now for all the dumb stuff, the weave and the red bottom shoes and the, all the stupid stuff that they getting you to spend your money on to keep you distracted from what you want. Oh, you can't travel. Okay, don't travel then. Sit your butt down somewhere. Because who wants to be able to go spend money to do what? Sit down somewhere. It ain't. They going to be able to
but
do it. Okay, be able to do it then. We will be all right. Because Israel has always been separate and apart from everybody else, and we didn't do what everybody else did.
We just have to make choices. The choice is ours. Are you going to obey Yah and do what he says to do, or are you going to choose your way?
That's it.
Those are the two choices we have. Choice of man, choice of Yah. That's the bottom line. But we are at that point. But you know what? Don't fear, because everything that's planned before the person or the people that are planning even get together to plan it, Yah knows about it.
That's true.
He knows it all. And he has his plan and his timing. What we have to do is trust in him, and he will deliver us. Whether he gets us out or he covers us right where we are, we don't know, but know for sure that he will take care of us. That's the bottom line.
I agree. I just want everybody to know, I'm going to say this again, that what we're dealing with the population on the earth now, everybody that we're dealing with is not 100% human. It's just not.
True.
And like, and I said, the simple part about it is this. God made food for human consumption. He created everything and to be able to eat, to drink and do what beside, and instead of the restrictions that he said don't touch. So all of the things that he told you not to touch and don't eat, he meant that. But everything else was good for human consumption. But when you have to genetically alter something, it is not for humans. We don't need our food genetically altered. There's no reason for that to have ever happened. We don't need our animals to be cloned. Animals are supposed to have sex like humans do and create more animals. That was the process that set this up. But now we got animals being cloned. We got meat being made in the laboratory. We got genetically altered food. They are splicing different foods together and creating their own foods. These are people that are doing this for people that are not 100% human.
True.
I don't know how much people say that.
We just have to trust in Yah. Keep calling upon him. Even though he knows, he wants to hear from us. That's what we have to do.
They have control over the television, the media, everything, to the point where they have sat down and devised a way to instill fear and have you believe that you need this vaccine in order to survive. Now, and for people who sit up and watch television all day long, and this is the only outlet that you get all day long, they have talked you into doing something.
That's not good.
And they argue down and believe whatever is said on TV. Well, the Republicans said this, and Democrats, it don't matter what party they're from. All of that's staged and set up anyway for your own viewing. It don't matter about that kind of stuff. We have a problem, people. We have completed our 400 years, and it is time for us to go before the Most High and ask him to deliver us.
Yep. I agree.
And it's not predicated to just white people, because it's black people that are a part of this genetically altered population. They come in all races, colors, size, and creed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, when you look at, even on the Sabbath day, when I look at the Sabbath, or when I try to pull up something religious, just anything religious, the story of Abraham, or the story of Jeremiah, or the story of Moses, anything religious that these people have designed is all predicated on a lie. And they know it. All of these characters that they created in these so-called religious programs look like them. And it's like, you can look past it sometime, but it is really time for the children of Israel to call the Elohim. It is, because there's nothing beneficial in this society that really makes it, that's really good for us at all.
Yeah, we have to call upon him, and I mean, when they say pray without ceasing, it has to be a 24-hour thing that we do, some, you know, whatever the time coordination, and really and truly, sincerely talk to him. And whatever we have that we think we've done or are doing that might hinder our prayers, we have to ask forgiveness and just stop doing it, whatever it may be. But it's time.
Yeah. You know, it's just out. We think of the fake alien programs and the fake alien disclosures. All of that is just distractions. And they've been distractions. They know who's here and who's been here and what they've been doing. This is none of this. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing.
Hallelujah.
It's nothing new
Hallelujah.
Under the sun.
It is written.
Advertising campaign, they're going to come out with a disclosure finally. They ain't saying nothing, because they don't want you to know what's really going on. They don't want you to know. This is far past, we have moved far past seeing alien saucers in the sky. We went way past that. We have passed that. We passed that almost 60, 70 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep on slow walking us. Real slow. And then when we start speeding up, they try to back us up. They create another scenario to keep us preoccupied. We are way past seeing saucers in the sky. And flying saucers come up out of the water. And hitting bases underground. We way past all that stuff.
Trust in Yah. The thing is for us to get so discouraged that we give up, and we cannot afford to do that. No way.
We just
keep the faith.
Distraction after another. And we have to grow up and realize that Yah told us this years ago. And everybody that's been on this call has been talking about this stuff for years and years and years. And some people be like, I don't know why we need to know all this. Now you know why. I don't understand what this is, but now you know what it's for. Now you know what it's for. I don't believe it. You don't believe it. The scripture said men's hearts are failing for what their eyes is getting ready to see. And what I seen yesterday was enough for me. It blew me away for a minute. I'm like, wow, you talking about a sci-fi thriller. We are living a real live sci-fi thriller. And then you got to argue with your family just to get them to listen to you when you tell them whatever you do, don't take that vaccine.
No, we can only pray. Can't make people do what they don't want to do, so.
No, clearly. No, we have warned and screamed and shouted and warned and warned and warned and warned some more.
That's why salvation is individual.
Yes, ma'am, clearly. Clearly.
It's individual.
Clearly. You know, and the handwriting can be on, but they'll sit and watch the news day after day, over and over again, and they will talk them into doing something that they know. Now that the people in my family done got the shot, oh, we're not getting the jab. Oh, no, we don't. It might be too late for all that, but, I mean, hey, I told you not to get it in the first place.
You can only warn. You can't, you know, that's all we can do. It is warn, and that's it.
Girl, now they don't want to take the booster. Why not? You took the vaccine. So why you don't want to take the booster? Mom said, well, I really think you should get it. I said, well, why should I get it? You tell me why I should get it. Well, because, you know, it's going to protect you from the vaccine. I said, who is that? Well, I mean, that's what they're saying on the news. I said, who are they? Well, I just don't understand why people won't get it. I said, because we're not going to let them put that in our bodies. That's why. We're not doing that. So I'm not going to follow the lead because all of you all did it. I'm not doing that. No. So I think, like I said, like you said, it's an individual thing. I hope the people who did, I hope the Most High will cover and protect them, you know, and he probably will. The Israelites who've done it already. And just, we just got to pray. We just really got to pray.
Yeah, prayer is the key. Just keep praying. That's all we can do.
Yes, ma'am. It's too much. Indeed. It's just too much. It just is. But now we understand the importance of Yah using people to do certain things. You know, we've called for a long time, and we've been talking about this stuff for a long time, you know, and it's just like anything else. One day we're going to be gone from here, and we won't be here for you all to listen to, and there'll be no one to lead or do the research and guide you, and you know, we just got to do the best we can. We try with everything we have, you know, to be able to be there, to be it, because y'all use this man. He does. You know, very rarely does he send an angel to tell humans and beings anything. He uses human beings to talk to human beings. And he uses Israelites to talk to Israelites. And we try everything we can do to warn. We've been warning and been a watchman for a long time. Year after year after year. You know?
Mm-hmm. We've done. You've done what you had to do, what you were told to do, and you can't worry. Just trust. Trust and obey him.
Yes, ma'am. I'm certainly, I agree 100%. No, many people have come and gone, and they've come back. Some people have come back just to see if we were still here. And one day we're going to cut the lights out, and we won't even be here no more. We won't.
Yeah.
We won't be here anymore.
There is an end date, and Yah knows what the end date is.
He does. Yes, he does. We have an exit strategy that he has planned. He wrote the end from the beginning.
Hallelujah.
Like I said, if you with a group and they believe in the vaccine, this is when you need to make a decision. Some of y'all are going to have to lead in groups. You're going to have to really make a serious decision. Yeah. For real. So I just, it's a lot of information, and people are doing, and it's not us. It's not just us. We got white people doing it, Christians doing it, all kind of people doing it from all over the world. They're researching. Scientists are looking at these vaccines, and under a microscope, they blowing this stuff up 1,000 times larger than it is, so you can see what's actually going in you. And these people still going to Walgreens and letting the pharmacists shoot this mess in their arm. I don't understand. It's right there in your face. That makes no sense. I really don't make no sense. I don't know. But I want you guys, like I said, we had to talk about this. We have to, and there's nothing else we need to talk about other than this. I don't see nothing else. I don't know no other topic that's as important as this is. I don't. I really don't. And like I said, some of you all weren't on the call yesterday, so I'm going to play a little bit of the clip so that you guys can hear it. And you guys will be... You can understand what we're talking about. I'm not going to play all of it, but just a little bit of it. So I want you guys to listen. I'm going to move this over here so you can hear. Hear it well. Because
information sent to him about tentacles growing inside full.
Hold on. Come on. Don't mess up. We didn't have no problem with this yesterday. But like he said, they subject to take this stuff down. They're not even allowed to be on YouTube. They take it down as soon as somebody put it up. So, understanding what we're dealing with and who these people are and that they don't want this information to come out, it's real. All right, here we go.
This is True News, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God. A New Hampshire state legislator was forced to resign as the chairman of the state's legislature's fiscal committees because he shared a report that suggested that tentacles are growing inside people who have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Governor Chris Sununu called for the ouster of State Representative Ken Wyler, a Republican from Kingston, New Hampshire. The Republican governor and other state lawmakers, both Democrat and Republican, accused Representative Wyler of spreading COVID misinformation and conspiracy theories about the vaccines. The state lawmaker sent emails to his colleagues claiming that the vaccines are killing people, that many COVID patients in hospitals are fully vaccinated, and that the vaccines contain living organisms with tentacles. He also said the CDC could not be trusted. Following the uproar caused by his emails, Representative Weiler resigned as chairman of the New Hampshire House Finance Committee and the Joint Legislative Fiscal Committee. His resignation came shortly after Republican Governor Sununu said Weiler should be removed for spreading misinformation about the vaccines. New Hampshire House Speaker said that Representative Weiler now regrets his error in judgment. In his resignation letter, Mr. Weiler apologized for sending the emails and said he did not investigate the information sent to him about tentacles growing inside fully vaccinated people. He also apologized for spreading conspiracy theories about population reduction. Well, here at True News, we understand that many state lawmakers are part-time officials who do not have research staffs to help them. Therefore, the True News Research Department, that would be Doc Burkhart, Carrie Kinsey, and me, went into action today to find out if there could be any truth to Mr. Weiler's claim that tentacles are growing out of the vaccines. I must warn you that today is our pre-Halloween show. Doc Burkhart and Carrie Kinsey are here to share the information we found today. Hey, Carrie, happy Halloween.
Yeah, it's early.
It is.
It's going to be a scary show.
This is classic True News. This is vintage True News.
Yeah, and if you still have a VCR recorder, you want to roll it right now.
You want to put this True News in the time capsule.
You do. All right. Let me tell you what a freak this guy is. Can I tell you? This Representative Weiler. He believes he's unvaccinated, questions the jab, wonders why the feds are pushing it, thinks the CDC is not a reliable source on the virus. Sounds pretty radical.
Radical, isn't it?
And for that, he was forced to resign his leadership positions in the state legislature. This is where we're at today.
Right.
If you question the needle Nazis propaganda, they're coming after you,
right,
which makes you wonder, why are they so radical about vaccinating you?
Yeah.
Because they get angry if you challenge them.
Right.
Now, our critics, our distractors, I'll give you a heads up. We did our homework, okay? And as usual, you will never tell people that we did our research. You will only smear our name to tell other people not to watch the show.
Right.
That's the purpose of the attacks on True News.
Yes.
It's to prevent other people from hearing the research that we have found.
Yes.
I've never been accused of spreading misinformation because we do our homework.
Right.
We do our research. And so we're going to show you today what we have found out about these topics of tentacles.
And that's really what caused Representative Weiler to get pinged. Yes. The Newsweek story there that, you know, it featured it right out front. Daily Beast, they also did a story, too. GOP lawmaker pushes insane claim octopus-like creatures are in vax. Insane, they say, Rick.
Well, let's see if it's insane that there are octopus-like creatures. I don't know if it's an octopus or not, but we're going to show you documented information that will... It's going to cause a lot of people to pause and rethink what is taking place right now with the virus and the vaccine. So from the Daily Beast article, the governor, called on the lawmaker, Mr. Weiler, to resign, said he repeatedly pushed COVID-19 misinformation. He needed to be stripped from his leadership position after he blasted out an email suggesting that the vaccine contained a living organism with tentacles and that it darkens the eyes of newborns. The governor said he repeatedly expressed directly to the House Speaker Packard about the need to remove Representative Weiler from this position of leadership. The Republican governor sent a statement Monday disseminating this misinformation clearly says a detachment from reality and a lack of judgment.
Okay, so we're going to stop that. Now, what they did was this man told them what they found, and he was a governor. I mean, he was a state lawmaker, and they asked for his resignation, and he resigned because of what he tried to tell everybody. Now, as we go forward in this, which I'm going to fast forward, to some of the doctors and the scientists who looked at the ingredients in this so-called vaccine, and the very thing that he warned people against, they found it. So, I don't know. I mean, somebody tell me. I mean, you know, like I said, it's too much going on. It's just a lot. That's a lot going on. You know, they fired the man. They fired the man for telling the people what they saw. Now, I'm fast-forwarding it to the doctor that they're interviewing. She's going to tell you what she saw. And we're going to give her name so you can look her up and see if she is truly who she says she is. Her name is Dr. Carrie, and this is the way you spell her first name, C-A-R-R-I-E. And her last name is M as in Mary, A as in Apple, D as in David, E as in Edward, and J as in James. So this is what, I'm going to play this real quick, and then I'm not going to play the whole clip, but I want you to hear what she found. Because these are the things that they don't want to come out. And these people are telling you what they found in this vaccine. So this is serious stuff. This is not something that people are making up. So here we go. Let's play the clip and see what she says, and then we're going to open up the mics. Here we go.
So the interview with Dr. Medak, she explains what she saw under the microscope when she started examining elements of the various coronavirus vaccines. In particular, I believe it was the Pfizer vaccine that she was looking at. And so we have a small clip from this we want to share with our audience right now. This is Dr. Carrie Medak yesterday on the video program Flyover Conservatives.
So, and of course I saw the ingredients, and that was what really made me speak up, because I saw that they're doing a blitzkrieg on us. They're putting all the technologies that I ever learned about into these vials and launching it on humanity, which is, these are crimes against humanity, what they're doing. They're lying to everybody. And so I started speaking on this, but then I'm a person, I like to know for myself, I want to see. I've always been like that. So I'm like, I want to see what's in the vials. So I took a microscope, compound microscope, and I looked at some samples, which you're not supposed to, but I did because, hey, this is us. We need to see what's going on inside. And I looked at Moderna and recently J&J, and I was horrified because everything that I have been talking about, I pretty much identified the synthetic items inside of there, as well as, you know, some other kind of, right there, that's a metal fleck, okay, so it's very opaque, as you can see, and it's kind of exotic metal, I don't know what that is, but there are many different things like that inside the vial, and this is the most disturbing one. So this thing, was on the edge of the cover slip. This is about 400 magnification, and it actually lifted itself up off of the slide. I'm not joking. And had these little tentacles, right? So it was actually up off the slide.
Wow, and it's like a bug.
Yes, and I'm just going to tell you this: that it was the only thing in this. There's a lot of things under the in the vial. Okay, a lot of things that should not be there. And so when I saw this, I was. It almost seemed like it was self-aware. Now, this is my interpretation. It doesn't mean it's true. Now, these were many things in there, these kind of filaments or fibers, let's say, and you could see there's a cube structure on the very end. These are synthetic. These colors were appearing as the light was hitting it over time, and royal blues, purples, yellows, et cetera. And anything that was translucent, then it turned into a color. So anything that turns into a color with just a white light exposing, that can be an indication of a possible superconducting superconductor material in the solution, which means it's an injectable computing system. Just like Moderna, this is Moderna, just like Moderna told us, we're putting an operating system in you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand, so there's a filament on the left, and then there's that organism. Now, that organism on the right, I don't know how to identify it. It's very, very strange, but no one should be having that injected inside them. I don't see that listed on the ingredients of Moderna. And I can tell you, I looked at another vial recently, and it was the same. I saw another one of those tentacle-like structures, so this is repeated. This is another kind of opaque, metallic-like substance inside there. I mean, like I said, this is just an edge of the cover slide. This is just showing how all these particles that were being very colored were going to the edge of the cover slide, and I observed over 2 hours how they were aggregating and kind of coalescing and forming structures over the 2 hours.
Let me get this straight. And she was looking at this slide through a microscope.
Mm-hmm.
That weird-looking creature moved and stood up on the slide?
By itself. That's what she claims. And so,
yeah. An injectable operating system. Joseph Mengele would be proud. She also went on to say it can replicate and self-assemble. She says it goes along with what Bill Gates is doing in West Africa with MasterCard.
Self-assemble. It can assemble itself?
That's what it did on that slide.
Wait a minute. We're going to see this in just a few minutes, aren't we?
Yes.
One of the things Carrie brought out here is Moderna does not classify what they're putting into people as a vaccine. They call it an operating system.
An operating system?
That's correct. Carrie's right.
Did Bill Gates create this thing?
Well, think about that. I mean, what do you use an operating system for? To operate?
For a computer.
Right. To program something, right? So, but this was, you know, Carrie Madej, this was yesterday. But
so are they programming your DNA?
That's a great question. And are they programming you?
Has Bill Gates and these madmen figured out a way to inject an operating system into your body that programs your DNA into your cells?
That's what they're doing with MasterCard and Trust Stamp, that she believes surveillance and predictive policing. So basically, you're a walking telephone. So you're, you know, I always wondered a while ago, I said, with this second jab, what is so important that they want us to, why they want us to have this vaccine? And that makes sense. They want to monitor us 24/7.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, there you have it. It ain't nothing else need to be said. It's an hour and some odd long, and if you want the video, send me an email at the Yehuda Project at gmail.com. Yehuda spell, it is the T-H-E. Yehuda is Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, the word project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T at gmail.com, and I will send you the link. All the information is there. It's all there. Anybody have a comment, question, please push one. I don't even know what else to say. I mean, you know, it's just been real plain and simple. We've been saying it for years and years and years and years and years. For years and years. I don't know. I mean, you know, here we have it. It's not us. It's not the Israelites saying this. It's the other people saying it now. Everybody is starting to research why. What is this all about? Why such a push? And these are doctors and scientists that have began to examine to see what is in this mess. And our families are sitting up watching TV, believing everything they tell them. It's like, man, listen. No, everybody is investigating this stuff. Everybody is. And they put it out there. This is the information. And YouTube already passed something stating that if you put anything on YouTube that's misinformational or it goes against the COVID vaccine, they will remove it from YouTube. They're already censoring everything that goes out there, even though people still putting stuff up. Twitter, all this stuff. They putting stuff up on Facebook everywhere. know, this is the stuff. This is it. And it seemed like something out of a sci-fi movie. Operating systems. You know, some sort of creatures that are so small, she magnified it 400 times the size that it was to be able to see it move. And you wonder why everybody's sick and people are obese and all kinds of stuff. You don't know what they've been putting in us. But we've been saying it for a long time. We really have. We've been saying this for a long time. You know, pay attention. It's time to call on Yah. It's time to come together. So like I said, if you're from a different camp and you all are... your camp doesn't know about this. We want everybody to know about it. We will send you whatever you need to be able to send it out and get your family members and everybody aware of what it is, you know, and make sure that you have everything that you need, you know, because Yah will provide. He will. He will do that, you know. He's going to do what he has to do to make sure we have everything that we need. You know, so that we can get, so we can be able to you know, keep ourselves going and, you know, do what we have to do. But it is really serious. It is really serious. It's something that is not of this world. It's not. Man ain't that smart. They're not. They got this from those angels and fallen angels, reptilians, whoever, whatever you want to call them, however you want to call them. Man is not that smart. They have gotten this technology from somewhere else, and now they're putting it on, they're making it mandatory to use the people as a guinea pig, in my opinion. I really do believe that. You know, it's always the elite, the ones who got a buku amount of money, have nothing else to do with but time on their hands, and they come up with the wickedest shit. Excuse my French, I hate to say that, but they come up with the wickedest stuff to be able to put out on the population, human beings. It's ridiculous. And they've been shooting us with stuff since we was born, since we came into this place. They've been shooting us full of stuff all the time. No, and it's like, no, absolutely not, no. And Yah has made sure that we survived it. Thank you, Yah, that this was not the end of us. You know? Here's another one. One of the sisters sent me. She's a former Pfizer employee. She says that... Karen Kensington continue to blow huge holes in the safe and effective narrative surrounding the failed vaccine, which are looking more and more like intentional global depopulation plans. And like we said, we don't know what may activate it, and once these computer systems or whatever these trackable systems is in your system, we don't know what may activate it, but once it activated, we just believe that if Israel took it, that the Most High will protect Israel. I just do believe that. I do. We're going to pray that this don't go the way it's supposed to go, because I'm telling you, these demons have taken this to a whole nother level. It's a whole nother level. She said injectable computing systems and a smart app technology that the patients reveal medical devices in the jab. Anybody have a question or comment? Please feel free to push one. If you don't, I'm going to play this one real quick because I just got this in my email. Hold on. Let's see.
Well, Karen Kingston is a biotech analyst who has recently become the global cleanup hitter for Vindication. What I mean by that is, well, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Zandri Batha put us on base, right? They're hitting for the team of truth. And then bringing through the patents, bringing through the receipts is Karen Kingston, who joins us now. She's back with more receipts, patents that prove medical devices are inside of these inoculations, some sort of an injectable computing system, which is what Dr. Carrie Madej said. And then you have more on these discs, what they are, that Dr. Zandri Batha reported. She showed us slides of what she was seeing underneath her electron microscope. Thank you for being here. What do we have?
Thank you for having me back, Sue. Yeah, so what we have is there are four advanced technologies that are part of these injections. And the purpose of them is to trace your social network and your activities, as well as deliver different drugs and genetics and immune modulating processes and stuff like that. So let's just dive right into it because I want people to see where I got this information from. If you go to the Moderna website, right on the Moderna website, they post the patents for these injections. Keep in mind the Pfizer injection, all the mRNA products fall under Moderna. So it's patent number 10703789B2 issued on July 7th, 2020. And what you'll see right there is a description of the four lipid nanoparticles that are in here and that they encapsulate the mRNA. As you read through a patent, what you'll find is in the art or the abstract when they describe it, they'll explain what this does. And in section 201, they explain that there is a delivery system involved, right? And if you go on to read about the delivery system, it can deliver a therapy or genetic product over a period of days, weeks, months, or even years. And as you go through the patent, that is related to certain technologies. So it's related to technology patent number 201-0021684, and the other one is 202-01859. I'm going to take you to those right now. So if you go to the patent number that ends in 60084, what this is these are nanodiscs. This is what Dr. Batra showed on your show, those metal discs. Remember she had shown them?
Yeah, yep.
So this is what these are, and they contain four products. One is docetaxel in this patent, and that's a chemotherapy. So the point of that is to shut down your innate immune system. A lot of doctors have said the first injection shuts down the innate immune system, the ability of the white blood cells to attack. Well, that's what chemotherapy does. It also contains polylactide, which is a plastic-based product, and then polylactide polyethylene glycol. The ethylene glycol is the petroleum-based. And then the last one is a targeting ligand or biomarker. So if you go through, you can just show how these images in the patent match up to what the doctor had shown you, Dr. Batra. And I think what's really important to note here is that it says right here in the patent in 0046 section that it can contain gene therapies, medical therapeutics, pathogen-borne diseases, and hormone-related products that can be in there. And then what's really important, if you go to 0074, it says that they can also contain moieties. Moieties are biomarkers, so they can put biochemical products in there so that it actually knows to go to the ovaries, to go to the testes, or to go to the heart. So these VAERS reports are not adverse events. That means that they were unintended. These are intended consequences. And so these products are programmed to go to certain parts of your body. So that's what's in this patent as well. If you go on to the next patent ending in 65001, this patent is for the that's not what you go to. If you go to patent number, 65001, my fault.
Okay.
This patent is for a nano magnet. So the reason why people are magnetic is because they were injected with magnets. And you can see in the picture it has wires to magnets, permanent magnets, and a drug delivery the package that's in there. And then the point of this product was originally to treat certain types of cancers, bone cancers. And it would attach to the bone. But if you go to figure 1A, you'll see all these little light particles of what the system looks like underneath the light. And it reflects the light. So all these doctors who are looking at the vials under the microscope, they're like, what are these things reflecting light? Well, they're the magnets. And that's why people are magnetic.
So Carrie Madej said, you know, you can see that these vibrant purples and pinks and yellows and all that other stuff. To me, this suggests that there's some sort of an injectable computing system. That's what she said, that those vibrant colors.
Yeah, that's the single-walled carbon nanotubes, the graphene oxide nanotubes, combined with quantum dot. But they need the magnetics injected in them to host the magnetic field to actually to host all of that.
So are we past this fact-check reveal now? Are we over this? This Daniel Funky at the USA Today was all over this. I think he even wrote you, these Reuters people. Are we done with this graphene oxide debate now? I mean, that's over, right? I mean, this is proven. It's in there. That's it.
Yeah, let's go to that patent. So if you go to the patent number ending in 618, again, this falls underneath the Master Moderna patent on the Moderna website, so it's clearly delineated. This is no conspiracy theory. I'm not making anything up. You can go to the patent. It refers to this patent, which is a method for making semiconducting single-walled carbon nanotubes. Those are made from graphene oxide. They're one atom thick. This is common sense in this world.
Written. It's right there. This is the proof. I mean, it's in the receipts. So I would like a public apology to you from these Reuters people and from these fact checkers over at USA Today. I'm going to name him Daniel Funky. This guy is a real jerk. I want these people to come out and say, you know what, we got it wrong. Karen Kingston was right. Here's the patent. She brought receipts. Graphene oxide is in these shots. I mean, and that is really only just the bare minimum dangers of what's associated with these things. I mean, so they should have no problems moving on past the graphene oxide and now fact-checking you on the fact that there's actual self-aware living organisms building little colonies inside of you while they inject these computing systems that are going to track you through this smart app technology and give you a risk score, not based on your health, but based on how much of a super spreader you are, and you're super spreading the truth about these vaccines, and that's what they want to fight against. And I hope that they will come out and admit that they were wrong about this graphene oxide thing, because we're making headway. We're moving the needle here by showing the proof. You see, this is the machine, Karen, that we have to fight against every single day, sitting behind this desk in that production room over there, these researchers over here, people like you that are hard at work, up all night long, putting this stuff together, digging through this, so that people don't get killed, intentionally murdered by these globalist oligarchs that have now assumed some sort of pseudo-authority, these aristocrat serial killer psychopaths. That's what they are. Let's just call it what it is. This is a genocide plan.
All right. Jeez. Lord help us. God, please. Lord have mercy. I don't even know what to say. Well, she read the patents to you. It's all she said is on the Moderna website. The patent information is on there. All the information is on there. You can check it out. Some of you all have scientific backgrounds, and, you know, you're into all of that, and you can go in there and see for yourself. I mean, they're telling you. These people are telling you what it is. And they still pushing it. They still pushing it on TV. They still pushing it on the news. They still pushing it in the schools. They still threatening you're going to lose your job. So, I mean, hey. They threatening people all day. Across the air. I don't even know. Like I said, it's time to pray. It's time to come together. You know, we're not begging nobody else to come with us. If you part of the group, because like I said, somebody, one of the sisters sent this to me. Thank you so much, sis, for that. And if you're part of another group, we will send this out to you so you can look up the patent information. This lady was reading it off the paperwork. She printed it off and was reading it. Now, everybody can't be lying. Somebody telling the truth. And here we go. No, everybody can't be lying. Somebody telling the truth. This is what we're dealing with. This is a whole nother page. Turned to a whole nother. They have taken this to a whole nother level now. Because they know Yah's on his way. They know that. They know it. They know it. So, anybody else have anything to say before we dismiss for the evening? Enough has been said. Anybody else that haven't pushed one, please push one if you have something to say. We know we got to store food. We know we got to make sure we have enough in the event that something happens. You know, we appreciate everybody that's on it when it comes to that. You know, we got to start storing up some things and making sure we have what we need to have. And, you know, and if you don't have it, y'all will provide. We, you know, somebody will be able to help you out with something, hopefully. You know, but he said Jacob's trouble was coming. And ladies and gentlemen, I know a whole lot of people say this and already came and went, but it looked like it's about to show up again. You know, and he said Jacob would be saved out of it, and we have to believe that. Like the sis said, that we have to trust y'all out of all of it. He said, but with all thy getting, get an understanding. We got to know what it is so that we can at least be a sounding board to the rest of our family members and our community and our people. Because, you know, like I said, this white folk, black people, everybody doing their research. And they're putting it out there for you to know. They're not hiding it because they white or they have a superiority or something. Everybody is putting this information out here for everybody to know. And that's why I said knowledge will increase. And he said, with all thy getting, get an understanding. And pray without ceasing. Watch as well as pray. He's telling you to do all these things. He said, this is a time that has never been nor ever will be. Since there ever was a nation, we moving into this time. But they are working at warp speed because they know Yah is on his way back. They know it. They know it. You know, and they know what the deal is going to be. We're moving at a different rate of speed now. We're on our way out of here. But in the meantime and in the between time, we got to shout it from the rooftop that it's time for Israel to come together to pray for the whole world, because Yah is the only one that's going to be able to stop this right here. He is. He's the only one. If he even allows it to stop, because it may be a part of the story. We just have to maneuver our way through it, and he'll help us get through it. You know, this is just what it is. This is where we are today. Anybody else have a comment, question, concern, issue? If you want the video, send me an email at theyehudaproject@gmail.com, and I'll send it to you. Yes, sir.
Just to announce, we have a new moon celebration on this Wednesday coming on the 20th, just to let you know.
Okay, great. We have a new moon celebration. We will be meeting at 7:30. You know what? It's getting darker earlier. Let's meet at 7 o'clock. We'll meet at 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, around the time we have our Bible study reading. We have a new moon ceremony. We're going to have that this Wednesday coming up at 7 o'clock on our regular call number. And we're going to do that and initiate that off and do that together. All right. So all things be well. Thank you all for your comments. It's a heck of a day to be living in today, to know that all this is going on while we yet live. And Yah said that Israel will be saved out of it. We believe that. Hold on. Area code 214. Your mic is open real quick. You're on the air.
Yes, I actually sent two videos, a video and an article to you yesterday, and I was wondering if you had received them.
I did. That's what I just played was the video you sent. Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
Yeah, that's the one I just played was the one you sent.
Oh, okay. I missed that one because that one was really interesting. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. And also, the article was talking about what's happening in Australia, so people need to look that up because they have something in effect right now where you are mandated, if you're over the age of 16, to report in within 5 minutes when you get a call, everyone in Western Australia. And so I'm thinking that's coming to a town near you soon, or a town near me soon.
So that is the COVID-19, COVID virus. It's called the G2G.
Right.
G2G now. It says a tool that helps police protect the community by conducting remote, virtual, in-app checks on people in quarantine. The apps use facial verification technology and phone location data to ensure people in quarantine remain at their registered address throughout their quarantine period. When users receive a push notification to check in, they have a 5-minute window to take a photo of themselves. The app then matches the image and location with the person's registered details to ensure compliance with their quarantine directions.
You have two times for that. If you miss the first 5 minutes, then they will try to call you, contact you shortly thereafter for the second. And if you don't check in then, a policeman can show up at your door to see if you are actually where you are. And if you are not, you are subject, I think, to going to jail and a $50,000 fine. And
it says,
yeah.
Go ahead.
You can't go to the store. The only place really where you can be out of your house and that's not authorized is on your way to get the shot or get a booster. Otherwise, you have to be accountable for every minute, and you have to be waiting for that call. And they want you to take a picture where you're supposed to be. So you can't take a picture outside just anywhere. You have to take a picture in a location where they can recognize you are where you're supposed to be.
And it says, what if I'm sleeping, showering, gardening, when I receive a check-in request and don't respond? It says, G2G now is designed to make people's lives easier, not harder. If you miss your check-in window, you will be sent a second check-in request shortly after the first one. If you miss this second request, the app will prompt you to give a reason. Police will then determine what further action, if any, is required, such as a follow-up call or a physical check-in. If you miss your check-in window, the app will prompt you to give a reason. If this happens multiple times or you do not provide a valid reason, police may attend your address to check on your compliance with the quarantine directions given to you. If you have traveled from a high-risk jurisdiction and are over the age of 16, you are legally required to comply with instructions from this G2G Now app. If you consistently fail to comply with check-in requests without a good reason, you may have committed an offense under the Emergency Management Act, which can result in fines up to $50,000 and imprisonment. Now, that don't sound like I don't know what it is. Y'all, they done turned to pay. I told y'all they done turned the corner. Right,
yeah, and look, you can't share phones. 16 and over, you cannot share phones. Everybody has to have their own phone. I'm thinking, what if everybody can't afford their own phone? You also have to have Internet service. What if you can't afford Internet service? There are a lot of things that are just taken as a given. But this is already, and I thought, wow, is this really, like, for real? But this is the official Australian website. Just like we have, you know, .gov, this is their .gov, but it's for Western Australia. But it's put out under the auspices of the Australian government.
And it says, does Bluetooth need to be on at all times to use the app? No, G2D does not use Bluetooth. It requires Internet connectivity. You make sure you enable push notification, location services, and the camera for the app to work. If you do not do this, an alert will be sent to the police, and you may be subject to a physical check. That is incredible. Serious. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to take for you guys to realize what time it is. That is incredible.
That's not being reported here, plate of the video that I sent to you, but the thing that was interesting about that video, I'm trying to think, what was it? Oh, it just skipped my mind. There was something. Oh, it was about patents. So right now, the one that you had played before yesterday was about it wasn't about the patents, it was about the tentacles. But this video also includes patents because the patent actually says that it is for behavioral modification, that if you do not behave as they think you should, they will give you a stronger dose of the shot. And if they find that people are more compliant, they'll get a lesser dose. And so this process where people are being weeded out right now, those people that aren't compliant and those people that aren't compliant, those people, if this is really implemented here as it's implemented there, when they give you that dosage, you don't know what kind of dosage you're getting. And I think someone mentioned yesterday, they don't even know if everybody's getting the same shot. They think different populations are getting different shots, but in the patent itself, it says that it's for behavior modification or behavioral control, and that the dosage will be dependent upon the compliancy of the person who's getting the shot. If you're deemed to be less compliant, you're going to get a stronger dose of that shot. Those people that are more compliant, they won't need as strong a dose. That's part of the patent. So she said, look at the patent. And my cousin, when she sent it, she says, I am appalled. She was just said, read this. It's ridiculously, it was stunning. But, yeah, it was about the patent. The patent that was applied for, I believe, before the disease got here. They said the disease was made for the patent.
Well, this has been a long time coming. Like I said, this is not new. It's nothing new under the sun. We've been reading about this stuff for the last 10 years. Soon, it's just like soon as the 400 years was over with, everybody jumped into, they jumped into full swing speed ahead, and here we go. You know, it's just too much. That's a lot going on. I mean, that is a lot going on. Matter of fact, I'm sending it right now to everybody that I have an email to. I most certainly am. This is just incredible. It's incredible. You know, this is just, I mean, you know, what can you say? It's that's a
so
lot
you have
going
a conversion. On. You have population control. You have population behavioral, you have population control in terms of a decrease in the population. You have control of those people that will remain in terms of their behavior. And then you have them having to be accountable for where they are at any given point in time.
Right.
And it's already in effect, so it's not like this is not theoretical. These people are already living under this.
Yes, yes it is. Yes, you better believe. You best believe. You better know it. We're going to have to show enough pray. Now a lot of stuff is beginning to make sense. You know what I'm saying? It's making a whole lot of sense. It really is. It's making a whole lot of sense now. A lot of things that were said before and, you know, the things that we, and Lord help me, Lord have mercy. It's just too much. It's just too much, I'm telling you. This is some serious stuff. It really, really is. We here now, though. I mean, you know. And like you said, if they doing it over there, then what's to say they can't do it over here? Or that they ain't already implementing and putting it in place?
It's because they're saying that they're going to make sure that this thing doesn't spread. They're going to get control of it. So they're making sure that everybody's accounted for. And I'm thinking this is where people can't come in and can't go out, because I was looking at a grid where it was talking about some places were supposed to be low exposure and others were are low danger and extreme danger. But, yes, this is really something that can be implemented just like they shut everything down in March of last year. If all of a sudden something drastic happens or something that's supposed to be life-threatening to the entire population or people who just aren't as compliant, shut it down, make everybody accountable.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they've been training for. I remember years ago they were talking about it. We used to watch it on YouTube on how they was training how to take down black people, how to take down black women. And this was a training that they were doing for the police and how the police said, if necessary, they've had the training to shut down every interstate within 5 minutes of the car. They can go out and shut down the access to every interstate in the country within 5 minutes.
I've actually seen that. I live about 25 miles from Dallas. About 3 or 4 years ago, I was headed from headed into Dallas. Something had happened. It was a gas line break or something. Entire freeway shut down. No cars moving. I had never seen anything like it in my life. I didn't know that you could do that, but they did it. Every single car. No one was on that freeway. Absolutely no one was on the freeway. And so that can be done. And also, when someone mentioned those blue lights yesterday, you could think, ah, that's just decorative, or that's just because they needed it. It's less harsh on the eyes, whatever the reasoning may be. But if you're talking about behavioral modification and you're talking about tentacles, and one of the other things that was said in that patent, it is a program. So if this is a program, if those lights trigger something in the program, it makes sense. Now, I have no idea because I'm not really seeing blue lights where I live, but then I've not been looking for them.
Mm-mm. That's all I can say is, Lord have mercy.
It's not just one thing. It's all things taken together.
I mean, real talk. I mean, we really are here now. We are really, really here now. All the things we talked about years ago, all the things that have come out, we're here now. You know? We are truly here now. This ain't no joke. This is serious business. For real. So, you know, like I said, everybody who is on the fence about should I get the shot, should I not get the shot, you listen. You know, this is serious business. It just done went to a whole nother level. It just done went to another level. And there's no other way to deal with it other than to know. No other way to deal with it other than to know that this is real. This ain't no we not conspiracy theories. We ain't walking around with aluminum foil on our head and all that kind of crazy stuff. She read the patent to you so that you know what the patent says. You can go on the website and look at it for yourself, and the patent will be there. You'll be able to read it for yourself. You know? That is some serious business right there. I mean, that is serious. That means somebody is really seriously in the takeover mode. They on takeover mode for real. Ooh-wee. You know? So like I said, pass this on to everybody you know. Don't hold it back for nobody because this is serious now. Yeah. Serious stuff. All right, well, guess what? Anybody else have anything to say before we dismiss the class? Because, like I said, I've sent it out to everybody that I know that's on my email address that is a part of the group. If I missed you, send me an email, theyehudaproject@gmail.com. I'll send it out to you, the link, so you can see them for yourself, all of it, the article we read, the patent lady, and the one that said the tentacles. All that's right there. I'll send it to you. You know, just send me an email so you can share and spread, show your family, download it, make a CD so you can pass the CDs out and let everybody do the research on their own and go from there. That's all you can really do, you know. And if they got to listen to it in their car, that's something you need to listen to, you know, really. Because people doing other stuff, they doing what they want to do. And it's like it's, well, you can. I mean, you know. Woo, merciful me. I don't know what to say. But anyway, everybody have a wonderful rest of your week. We'll see you on Tuesday. The men's call and the women's call will resume as their normally scheduled time. And we'll be here Wednesday for the new moon ceremony. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. And we'll see you next week. Shalom, everybody.
Shalom, shalom.